Rock. This is Alfresco Dining Parts, brought to you by the Agnew Room, the Fireside Lounge, Anton Agency, and the West End Arts. A round of applause for Pamela Parker. Yeah. They're anxious to play. Let's give it a big round of birthday boy, Mr. Jason Krupa.
Yeah. like write it on a paper and, or text it to one of us or something. We'll give you a shout out later. What sure that? Appreciate you guys coming down. I can tell you that much.
I know we have some Dorringtonites here tonight. I want to give a special shout out to the great people from McGuire and Hester who helped make this park that you're enjoying tonight. McGuire and Hester is a great company, local, employee owned. They're great people. They got great value.
Hold on a second. We're talking about McGuire and Hester right now?
Yes, we are. We are indeed.
I have a McGuire and Hester customer satisfaction survey report.
Yeah, good, let's hear it.
Yeah, so McGuire and Hester, they were up in Oakland, up in the hills here, like repaving the roads over by Park Boulevard, you know, MacArthur area.
Yeah, I know the place very well.
Incredibly difficult job. I can't imagine.
Grades and turns and all kinds of things.
So they finished paving the street, and it was by a school, and people were driving up the street like about 150 miles an hour, like pure Grand Theft Auto Oakland. Just, you know? I was like, hey, there used to be little speed bumps. So I called the number on the little, you know, road blocker thing. And the guy, Paul, answered and he said, yeah, how can I help you? And I was like, yeah, man, there's some people driving real fast. Thanks for paving the road. But, and he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to make them taller than last time.
Customer service.
And I think like the next day somebody drove through. I heard a bottoming now.
Oh no, it goes, thunder, the world, I think, I see, not die, if you want to destroy my sweater, hold this thing as I walk away,
as I walk away,
just watch me lie there down on the street.
You like that song, Brian?
I do like that song. I think that's my favorite version of that song.
Yeah, we'll introduce the band later. These guys kick ass. You know what? I like psychedelic rock music. Do you like psychedelic rock music? It's all right. All right. We're going to get, meditative.
Swirl in the
the audience. That's what you do with psychedelic rock.
You can order our tie-dye t-shirts at jasoncroppermusic.com. Just pull out your iPhone if you want one. Just click. It's easy.
Hey, you
play this song all night, huh? You guys want to play another one? We've been cooped up in a rehearsal studio for over a year together. It's been great. Gotta keep it going. I wouldn't be playing this music today if it weren't for my really dear friend Brian Kenny and my really dear friend David Scav. I don't know if you know these people, but you oughta, because they're the best. Grateful. Grateful for all y'all. Yeah, let's sing. Let's do another song. Same key, same tempo. We'll be right back. right now, because these guys are really good musicians. And they're good friends, too. And good dads and husbands. Hard-working, tax-paying. What else would you... I mean, I could go on, right?
Yourself.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Fair enough. Over here on my right, on your left, is the supremely multi-talented Robert Ehlers. Right now, he's playing a clavinet keyboard. This keyboard is available for $12.99 if you'd like to order one. Rob can teach you how to play like this. Rob, can you throw some Moog in there, too? It's a Moog synthesizer, ladies and gentlemen. You may have heard of them before. Show them what it does. Can you make it sound a little bit more like a science fiction movie? And that's like a 70s sci-fi. Yeah, that's... Gentlemen, to my left, you're right. I already mentioned Brian Kenny over here. Brian is a pillar in our society. Not a lot of people know what Brian does for a living. It's hard to describe it, but if it didn't happen, we'd all be screwed.
Thank you, guys.
Brian Kenny on bass, ladies and gentlemen. Our newest addition to our band. Right now he's playing the drums, he'll be playing keyboards later. Dan, what do you like to do in your spare time? Surfing. This guy. All right, and I'll be your flight attendant tonight. My name is Jason Crawford. Open bar for the rest of the night. Just kidding.
I'm just as the flight attendant says.
Yeah. Open bar if you've got a third COVID shot. All right. Let's hear that. My mind, like every time we do that. Wow. That's awesome.
It's just like rehearsal, except the people are actually here instead of on live stream across the country. Oh my God, good to see you.
Yeah.
So, all right, so since I'm turning 50, I'm going to just read these lyrics because I can't possibly remember all this, you know, a lot of information.
We're going to get to the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah.
This song is called Indie Rockin' Queen. You know who you are, Susan.
Yeah.
solo. It's like, you know, you gotta just watch this all night.
My birthday's Sunday, and Brian got me an early birthday gift. I always wanted one of these, but I always thought it was too geeky to put it on stage like this.
This is
never.
This is for you, Jason, from the boys in the band, and David Scaff, our manager.
Cool. It's the only way to be cool.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Right.
So much better than having some guy from the side of the stage hand him a guitar. That's a waste of
time. Just leave it up here. Just don't kick it over onto the crowd. Yeah, this, I spent about a year just trying to start writing a song every day. And I finished some of them. The motto was, start and or finish writing one song per day. And, you know, just like a little self-improvement. This one came in the second year during COVID. About to end. you can. Just love somebody. Just love somebody. That's all you gotta do.
Real Sakura. My Obama. Very good.
Hey, what time is it? We can play another song, right?
Oh my god, I think
40 minutes.
Got 40 minutes. All right,
40.
Cool. All right, let's stretch it out. Let's stretch it out.
Do you guys, should we sing happy birthday for Jason?
Yeah!
All right. En voce. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Everyone, Jason Krauser.
Yeah.
I mean 50, sorry.
25 twice. It's the second anniversary of his 25th birthday.
Just, you know, less sunlight from here on out, I guess.
Huh? Do it right. Do it righter this time. Do the next 25
years. Okay,
more.
Yeah,
more.
Okay. All right, let's do another song.
Let's do another song. What do you
want
to play?
Do me a favor, Dan. Stomp this one. Like Billy, what's his name? Charlie Watts.
Well, I saw her today at
arena rock fashion, we're going to do a coda. Hold on, Rob's gonna get the fuck out of here. Co-writing songs is where it's at.
That is where it's at, man.
Anybody here like rock and roll music? That's still in tune, right, Brett?
We can play another song.
Daddy's got his guitar. Daddy's got his stuff.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, everybody wants to go home with mama and daddy and good love. We were doing sound check earlier here tonight, and my mom, who lives in Hawaii,
raise your hand, Andy,
and her husband, my stepfather, over the past, gosh, most of my life, years, walked in here like, surprise, we're here from Hawaii today, didn't tell you.
And I've been waiting to meet Mr. Cropper. Raise your hand.
Oh yeah, my dad.
I got to meet Jason's dad.
And his beautiful wife are also here. My two daughters. Yeah. Hi, sweetie.
Deb. Hi, Deb.
This is fun wearing sunglasses up here at night. It's like a Corey Hart type.
That's a Corey Hart moment. I'm the Corey Haim to your Corey Hart, I guess. I got the short end of the deal.
Thanks, Bri. Well, I gotta grab my tuner. I have one of those. I'm having one of those moments. So, Sunday, if you're in the city and you wanna hear this repertoire again, I'm doing it acoustic over at Double Rainbow Ice Cream. And, what should I say, Brian? Like, first 20 people there, I'll buy you an ice cream or something.
How about the first 20 people there will be the first 20 people there?
Yeah, probably the only 20 people. It's a small little
It's not a huge place, so. But I mean, Jason, acoustic, we get to hear it all the time. But if you haven't had the opportunity to be in a small room with Mr. Cropper playing acoustic and singing,
thank you, Brian.
It's worth doing, trust me. And the ice cream at Double Rainbow is delicious.
Heck yeah.
You know? And who doesn't like good. A delicious ice cream?
And yeah, and love.
Love is great too. There's a lot of love on this stage.
There's a lot of love on this stage, yeah. There's a lot of care going into this. I'd like to have a round of applause for Pamela Parker, please. Pamela Parker, paging Pamela Parker.
Yay, Pamela!
Pamela Parker, rocking Pamela Parker.
And her magnificent band.
So amazing.
That was a great
Yes, set. Pamela Parker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Seriously, this woman destroys it.
Is it PamelaParkerMusic.com? Is that where people can find you, Pamela?
PamelaParkerRocks.com.
And ain't that the truth?
Yes.
I see you, Kevin Hester.
Yes. And I would also like to have another round of applause for, now it's Dan Foltz on keyboards. You see how we did that? It's Rob Ehlers on drums. It's a completely different feel. It's amazing. You just gotta like change gears in your mind. Like, okay, hold on. Okay, got it. Brian Kenny.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Brian Kenny. This is what I wrote about when things don't always go right in relationships and wanting to make them right is so freaking bad that your heart literally pops out of your chest. You have to put it back in the bathroom, quietly, privately. And then try it again. Folds just learned all these songs like last week. He was like, sure, I'll do your gig. Last minute. I was like, goodness knows, that's the kind of love it takes of music. This is a true music man right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a true music man right here, ladies and gentlemen. These guys are artists. I would just ask that you support the arts in your community in any way you can. You know, pick some kids or some middle-aged adults or some, you know, elderly folks or less privileged than you and try to make it special, because without art, what's the point?
Make it matter. You're alive. You already won.
Okay, so with art, there is a point. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
That's what I'm saying. And even if you don't think you're good at it, you're probably good at being nice to people. And if you're not, you can practice.
Practice being nice to people?
It's not going to hurt you. And it might be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. It's worked for me. I mean, I'm an asshole still sometimes.
It seems to be working right now. It's good. It's working now.
I don't mean to hurt anybody. I just came to sing this song.
I would like to call attention now to our band manager and mentor in these pursuits. There's a man named David Scaff, David George Scaff, paging David George Scaff. Please stand up so you may be recognized. David George Scaff. Dave is probably the most music passionate person I have met, besides Susan Ann Bishop, who is incredibly musically passionate as well. Besides, you know, Brian and Rob and Dan and myself. But Dave,
I mean, no, seriously, it's a good team.
Like when I first moved to Alameda, Dave was like, hey, I'm going to a show tonight. And that was, it was Monday. And I'm like, are you kidding? And Tuesday, hey, I'm going to a show tonight. And then Wednesday, he's like, you know, I have tickets for all these shows if you want to go with me. And I was like, okay, okay, okay. And it works, you know?
Dave said once he went to like 400 shows in a year, and I was like, is that possible?
Yeah, we met at the, all of us met through Dave. So I met Dan through Dave and Rob and Brock Grunt and Rich Sartini, the Alameda Guides, father-son group. And then I met Rob. Yeah, let's give a hand to that. And Ken Gonzalez.
Guides.
Amazing times with them. And then I met Rob playing at the Weed and Pool 4th of July. I was playing and the beat was dragging. My brother Kevin, Dean of Rhythm, Steph, stand up, Kev. Yeah, Kevin was playing drums and then he had to leave because he couldn't play for 8 hours. And then all of a sudden, and the beat was kind of dragging. And then all of a sudden, I just felt this pocket. And I turned around like, God damn it, that drummer got good. And I turned around and it was Rob. And he had little Evie Rose on his lap. And then we met Jason a couple years later, so it's all happening.
Because Dave likes art.
Sound
your drink servers. Please tip your drink servers generously. Please tip your drink servers. These businesses here are surviving with your help tonight. Thank you for making that possible.
You know, a funny thing about our band, Lori, I just thought of when we were playing. The only way I met Dave Scaff was through Kevin Hester.
Oh.
So Kevin Hester, raise your hand, Kevin.
Kevin Hester of McGuire and Hester?
Yeah, and you're kind of responsible for this band in a half-ass only in Alameda
Thank
way.
Thank you, McGuire Hester, for making this very location possible.
Don't worry, there's no liability attached.
You guys made that happen, right, Brian? You and McGuire Hester helped the folks at the fireside and the local.
Well, it was all them. All I did was call and ask, and they said yes.
So that's why we're sitting at these tables and on this stage and with this little enclave is because McGuire and Hester did
that. In a very large part, yes.
I love it.
Indispensably
so. I love it when a plan comes together.
I do too. Yeah. Rob Dowd said yes when called. Rob Dowd said for the community. Hell yes.
Let's play a song about positivity.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 minutes. Hey, let's call it a night. You know, it's PG land, right? We're in Alameda, I know. Hey, no civil disturbances, okay? Don't storm the Mexican food restaurant, please. Seriously, you guys. All right, I guess one more song. Sound meter, can we make sure we're within the legal limit for just a minute? All right, cool, we're in the legal limit, Brian.
I love it. I'm never in the legal limit. I don't drink anymore, but I still probably test positive from the old days.
Take one.
I'm talking to other girls, but hang out.
Thanks for coming, everyone. PamelaParkerRocks.com.
Happy birthday to Jason Cropper one more time. 25 years old. Twice.
I got a time machine, Rob. You don't know about it.
One more time, please. Jason Cropper and Pamela Parker. What a great concert. Thanks for coming down tight times. The bars are still open. There's a DJ at the fireside and the vendors are on the street. Thanks for coming on. Thank you very much. And happy birthday, Mr. Jason Cropper. All right.